SACS was founded by the family members of people who have been unjustly imprisoned under California's three strikes law. They call the law cruel and unusual, and they are working hard to get the law amended so that it is only used to put away the most horrific criminals, not petty thieves and non-violent offenders who would be better served if the state would invest more in drug treatment and mental health programs, education, and job skills training. We'll now hear from the family members of those who are languishing behind bars, unfairly struck out.
Yes, my husband. My husband received 25 to life for point, and I emphasize 0.05 grams of a controlled substance. His priors, his last prior was in 1988. So, you know, any felony, anything, any of your misdemeanors can be made into a felony if you have priors.
Really?
Yes. Anything.
So this conviction was for a misdemeanor?
Yes. If he had not had priors, he would have received max 3 months in jail. Now he's serving 25 to life. He has to serve a full 25 years before he's even considered for parole. And all of this is under the three strikes. When we voted for the three strikes law, we thought we were going to be locking up murderers, kidnappers, rapists. We're not talking about, you know, nobody dreamt that it was going to be petty thieves, shoplifters, writing a bad check. I mean, you know, it's destroyed more families. There's no such a thing as rehabilitation in California. If they manage to get any kind of work, any kind of job training, they're on constant lockdown. What do they end up? The prison that my husband is in right now, last year, his yard alone was on lockdown 178 days out of the year.
That's half the year.
Now, he teaches English as a second language. He's Hispanic. Now, look at all the guys in that class. They're sitting there for half a year, not learning bloody anything. You know? What kind of chance do these people have when they get out? They let them out. They're handed $200. Good luck. You know? There's nothing for them. We not only need to amend this three strikes, we need to think about making these people into productive citizens. A lot of them are. In San Diego County, where I'm from, we are second to Los Angeles with convicting strikers. Our district attorney, all he's concerned about is numbers. You know, the more numbers, the better it is for him. And at one point, he's going to be running for attorney general. Simple as that, you know. It's real. And, you know, I even voted for the three strikes law. Yeah, you know. I thought, just like, you know, they say, you know, we're going to lock up the Richard Allen Davises, you know. But no, now, because it's big money. Prison is big money. And the CPOA, the union, like they can... Correction Officers Police Association. It's, you know, the prison guards unit. They contributed $2 million to Gray Davis, to elect Gray Davis. Okay, Gray Davis just granted them a 25% pay raise. Who do you know that's gotten a 25% pay raise? I know in all the 30 years I've been working, I've never had a 25% pay raise. You know, to be a prison guard, all you need is a high school education and start out making $30,000 a year. You know, it's really just very disgusting. It is. But the general public is not at all aware of this. They're not. And until something happens to them and their family or their neighbor, they're not going to be aware of it. My name is Chana. My husband, Chano. Like I said, he was arrested in 1997. So what's that, 6 years now he's done in that, and who knows? He may have to serve his whole 25. And again, like I said, even though, you know, if a murderer, for instance, say he's just sentenced to 30 years, okay, manslaughter or something, okay, he's only going to serve half of that time, and he can get out with his good time, and he can go up for parole. All our petty thieves, the three strikers, you know, they're going to serve the full 25 years before there's any consideration of parole.
Thanks, guys. I love you all. I'm here to tell you a short story about my son, Philip Zulo. He was determined to be mentally ill in the year 2001. Because he found out he was mentally ill, he thought his life would be worthless, tried to commit suicide by cop. This was two felonies against him before these felonies were part of the three strikes law. About a year after that, he tried to do it again. By this time, the 442s, terrorist threat phone calls, were part of the three strikes law. For that, now, they brought up the past two and the current three, because they had dropped two and it was originally five, and now he's facing 90 years in the state penitentiary. Keep in mind now, he's never hurt anybody, never had any other felonies except these, never had a gun, never had a knife, never murder, never gang affiliation, never anything violent in his life. And now he's mentally ill, facing 90 years to life. This is a cruel, very cruel law. It needs to be changed. I'm going to Sacramento Tuesday to speak in the Health and Safety Committee for Jackie Goldberg's AB 1790. Please, all of you, pray for us. Thank you. God bless every one of you for listening.
Picture up here. This is my fiance, Luis Garcia.
Uh-huh.
And he got struck out in 1995. $25 for $10 of controlled substance.
$10?
$10 for very much now. And he's
three strikes, got to go. Hey.
Other two priors were burglary, residential burglary, which are considered nonviolent crimes. So he's basically a nonviolent offender completely. Not a single violent crime has he committed, you know.
And what's his sentence right now? Is that what it happens? The rule is under three strikes.
Yeah.
Everybody goes for 25 to life.
Sometimes they'll double strike them. Sometimes some will get 50 to life. Some get 25 to life plus another 4 or 5 years or something else. So they'll get like 29 to life or something. I don't know. But
it doesn't matter what the conviction is for or what the priors are.
It matters. It's just if they're a recidivist. If they're a recidivist, then they can count the priors as felonies, which burglary is a serious felony, but it's not a violent felony,
right.
Then they count it as strikes.
Okay.
So that's all they're doing is looking at the past. And if you are a recidivist, then they're going to lock you away for good with anything that they can even enhance to a felony. If they can enhance it to a felony, they'll enhance it to a felony just so that they can strike out.
So you say your fiance is not a violent person?
Oh, no.
All because of a piece of pipe. $30 a year and $25 a month.
Anita Gutierrez. Great.
So what would you like to see them do to the three strike law?
Fix it.
What do you think they could do to make it better? Or
for one thing, they could, if they just used it appropriately for the right crimes instead of on a prejudice level where they're striking out a lot of the minorities and a lot of the poor people that have a problem with drugs, they could, you know, I don't know, they could actually just more rehabilitation programs. And they're doing that, but yet the ones that are already struck out are in there and with no opportunity to correct that 25 years that they're, you know, serving. My fiance's already served, 6 years already, just 7 years almost for $10. controlled substance, and he just had a drug problem. He no longer uses, but that doesn't even matter when you're already struck out. So even if you were to get rehabilitated, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he's been clean for 3 years, and he's still in there, you know, so it's a very valuable lesson that, you know, somebody has to pay. And they are making money in the prison. There's just so much money, so much profit being made, and it's a waste, you know. He wants to come out and work and support himself and you know, have a family. And he's not able to have that chance. Unless this law changes.
And that's 25 years with no opportunity for parole, is that right?
Not at all. And all of his annual hearings, reviews that he has, they're all good. He's a very good prisoner. He doesn't have any trouble. It's along with all the
25. Thank you very much. My name is Barbara Brooks, and my son Jeff is serving 25 years to life for a nonviolent offense. Just like 80% of prisoners in California, he has a drug problem. He was under the influence of drugs when he was driving his car one day, and the officer, he had just been out on parole, by the way, for possession. Parole violation is what it was. And he was driving his car, which did not have current registration. The officer wanted to stop him on a registration violation, and my son panicked and ran. Or he didn't stop for the police anyway. And they sent him to prison for a vehicle code violation, 2800.2, felony evasion. I don't know how we compare the violations that people are being sent away for life with horrendous crime that already exists. I feel like we need to change this law because lives are being wasted. My son's life is being wasted. I just pray that all of you will unite with us to change this law and think of it as your own children. What would you do if it was your own child? And act as if it was your own. Thank you.